I've got an older ICOM 775 and an ICOM 7700. Both a little older, but they fit the budget, so those are the rigs on the desk for HF. And, every once in a while I'll dial in the morning on an HF net, but I listen to it. I very occasionally check in, but I'll get down there and I'll do some work from home from the basement computer before I go into the office with a cup of coffee. But, this morning the conditions were really weird. You know, the local, the closer in guys, you know, Pennsylvania, who's always, he's always 40 over 9, couldn't hear him at all. You know, the guy in Louisiana, who's usually fairly weak, was strong. So the band was super long with fairly high A index. Again, that was this morning. It was 8 o'clock this morning. So, but I'll have to watch the sky for the weekend, see if I see anything. I could get in the car, probably go about a half hour, 45 minutes north of here, you know, north of Clarkston, Lake Orion area, and get into more rural and probably get away from some of the light pollution. But I'm a mile from downtown Pontiac right here, so there's no way I'm going to see anything.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Way too many lights around you there. But I have a TS-590SG, but it's still sitting in the closet in the box, so I need to get that set up. But I do own a FT-891 that I use portable. You know, I can take it out in my garage and then, you know, put my antenna on my I've got a hamstick antenna that goes on my mag mount on the car, so I can use it out in the garage if I need to. But it's just a lot of work trying to set it all up, setting the tuner up and everything else, and trying to get it, you know, trying to get the optimal conditions and everything else. So I'm not on HF all the time. You know, sometimes I'll set it up on a weekend or just play around on it. But this unit, the FT-300DR is in my car, so I use it for wires X and 2 meter 440. So works out for me.